Deuteronomy。
一开始就告诉很清楚，就是以色列信仰和犹太信仰，你会用一句话来概括，就是这个《生命》第六章的第4节：以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
The theme of the Israel religion is it only can be really expressed in one word. All Israel, the Lord is one.
就是神对人的一个要求，或者最根本要求，第五点就是你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
And the demand from God is when you want to love the Lord with all your soul, with all your heart, and all your strength.
如果说以色列信仰就是一句话，就是耶和华我们的主，我们的神是唯一的主。我问大家一个问题啊，基督教的信仰如果用一句话来概括，最简单的一句话概括应该是什么？
So what Israel believe is the only thing is God is the only God. You need to love all your hearts, all your strength. What about the Christian? For Christian, what would be one word or one sentence you want to say about your faith?
有没有说，我今天带书来了，可以有奖？
Would you say I bring a book with me so I'll be rewarded by that?
就一句话可以概括我们基督教的信仰，概括你的全部教义。
So one word that covers will be able to describe our faith.
大家知道有什么？No。还有没有？
Anyone else?
三位一体。
The Trinity God.
彼得当时都听不懂。还有没有？其实爱因斯坦讲，就是真理都是简明的。
Well, Einstein used to say, all the truths are all very simple.
其实基督教信仰用一句话概括，其实就是你看保罗、彼得他们最初宣教都讲一个词，什么？耶稣是主。
Then, Paul and Peter, they once described their faith. Jesus is the Lord.
或者，如果他们对犹太人讲，就什么？就耶稣是基督，或者你是基督。
Well, when they speak to Israel, then they will say, Jesus is the Christ.
其实早期亚人他就是这么一个，就是耶稣是主，就英文就三个字，中文就四个字。
So the word will be Jesus is Christ.
耶稣是基督，这是基督教的核心根基，也是最根本的教义。
So this is the core principle of the faith in Christianity. Jesus is Christ.
神对人的最基本要求是什么？就是你要爱神。
So the most thing that God demanded is you need to love the Lord.
所以，当摩西讲大柱子，马上讲一下，就一转到第7节，转成也要殷勤教训你的儿女。
And on the verse 7, as you read it, you need to impress them upon your children.
我今天大概主要讲题就是你要殷勤教育你的儿女。
So what I want to talk about today is to teach your children diligently.
其实我更愿意用另外一种词来表达，就是说与儿女一同成长。
Well, the other way I want to describe this is really grow up together with your own children.
就是说，我们和儿女一起在基督里成长。
That also means we grow with the children in Christ.
我知道这个教育子女总是中国人最感兴趣的一个问题。
I know that it's the most interesting topic in Chinese community in
这个
teaching the children.
感谢神你，我最近还有一点资格，因为已经做了两个孩子的父母。
So I was thinking about I'm quite qualified since I'm a father of two children.
而且我的老大呢，考上了哥伦比亚的工程学院。
And then my oldest one will be able to enroll in Columbia University in engineering.
可是，在许多人看，就中国，就是你做父母，只有进到常春藤了，你才有教育资格，这是玩笑了。
Well, a lot of time you think about only you'll be qualified. It's just a joke that qualified if your children are enrolled in Ivy League kind of school.
我因为这两个孩子成长了，就和他们一起去成长，那么这一年就学到了许多东西。
So while they growing up, I was able to accompany them on the way, so I learned quite a bit in that journey.
甚至我把这些他们成长中很多的故事记在2本书中，一个《活在美国》，一个《西游文明
》。So I wrote about this experience in two of the books that I recently authored.
非常感谢神，就这2本书居然在中国大陆都出版。
And those two books are published in China.
第一本书活在美国，我应该讲是49年以来大陆出版的第一本，由来美的基督徒写的正面写基督教故事的第一本书。
So the book that I wrote, Living in America, is the first one that was in China probably was written by people believing Christianity.
但有些基督徒看这个题目不好，说你怎么写活在美国？
Well, a lot of Christians then will kind of challenge me. Why do you write this topic as living in the United States?
太不属灵了。
It's not quite spiritual.
我说当然可以起个属灵的题目，活在天国，但大陆就不能出版。
Well, if I pick a topic of living in the kingdom of God, then that book most likely won't be published.
你知道有时候我们基督徒越做就，我不能说越笨哈，就总是脑子就越不活了。
Well, sometimes, you know, I kind of think about being a Christian. Sometimes you become so framed and so rigidized and not being very flexible.
所以我这一年经常传福音，就叫人我说，传福音你不能有热心，而是有智慧。
So some and then this will I learned that not only you have to be fervor, but also need to be have intelligent wisdom.
我们常常缺少智慧。
A lot of time, I think we are lacking intelligence and wisdom in spreading the gospel.
再一个，还许多时候不善于讲，我不能说不善于讲人话，就不善于讲普通人说的普通话。
So sometimes being a Christian, that we don't quite equipped to say just the ordinary talk about ordinary topics.
像结婚之后，就太太不再叫太太了，叫我姐妹，我姊妹。
And after you marry with your wife, and you call your wife my dear sister in the Lord.
完了，那一位就很客气，刚好这是我弟兄。
And this is my brother-in-law.
一个从来没基督教听、没接触过基督教的人，一听了一定非常奇怪。
And if someone has not approached the faith of Christianity, they will question why do you call your wife and your own husband that way.
这个姐妹同弟兄结婚了，还有孩子，不乱套了吗？
And then you become using the brother and sister kind of way to call your own husband and wife.
你知道我们基督徒很容易自我中心，慢慢就不去想别人。
Well, being a Christian, sometimes we become so self-centered and kind of ignore the people around you.
所以我们研究第二个子女问题，其实也是一个子女成长问题，也是我们做父母学习的过程。
So, how to educate your own children is also something a Christian want to grow up and learn about.
第一位的问题不是你怎样教育子女。
The first problem is really not how to educate your children.
第一问题是你怎样成为一个上帝的儿女。
The first question is yourself. How do you become God's children?
我们看第一个，这个大家都知道那个虎妈。
This is the first overhead over here is a very disciplined mom.
Tiger mother.
Tiger mother, okay.
这个这位丹最近他已经变化了。
And that now all this has changed recently.
听说他最近讲他给他女儿小女儿开了30人的 party.
And this one actually was able to kind of like having a party for their daughter.
这些实不实有没有我们在座的诸位对子女提出这种要求的
？So this 10 list of the forbidden list, I don't know whether you heard about it.
不准到别人家过夜。
Not to be able to stay people overnight.
不准和同学出去玩。
Cannot go out with your classmate.
不准看电视玩电脑游戏。
Cannot watch TV and play video games.
平均成绩不得低于 A.
And all GPA cannot the grade cannot be lower than A.
任何一门功课都得是第一名。
So everything has to be number one.
学只能学钢琴、小提琴。
You have to learn just piano and violin, but nothing else.
不知道，我看过很多这样的中国的母亲，当然也包括父亲了哈。
This
都是些虎妈虎爸。
Well, this so-called tiger mom and tiger father probably also include fathers too. It's very, very a lot of lists, really disciplinary.
所以如果
very demanding.
妈妈是虎妈，爸爸是虎爸。
So in the case of your parent being so disciplined and very, very demanding, so to speak.
孩子大概教育就很容易出现二虎。
Then there's two tigers trying to fight who's actually is winning.
这个美国孩子最不满意父母的有个统计说大概10个问题，
There are survey being done. The most, the 10 things that most dissatisfying to the children in the United States.
第一个是言行不一.
The first thing is it doesn't walk the talk.
第二是不肯认错.
Second, it doesn't confess the mistake.
他如果是统计中国话，应该把第一个变成不肯认错.
The first one, if it is Chinese, being a Chinese, will be not to admit the mistake.
不能坦诚地答复孩子提出的问题.
Cannot answer a children's question honestly.
我再补句呢，就不能容忍孩子犯错误.
Not be able to tolerate mistake from children.
不肯花时间陪孩子.
Not willing to spend time with your own children.
特别是那些责任重的人.
Especially folks with great
responsibility.
A lot of time we're thinking about expressing love by giving your children the present. That's the only way to do that.
因为我的时间太宝贵了, 没时间陪你.
Because I don't have much time to be with you at all.
孩子明白了.
And the children understand.
爸爸父母并没有把最宝贵的给我.
Because the parent didn't give me the most precious, and that's the time.
所以, 这些问题都是值得我们去做父母在成为一个教育者之前要首先去思考的问题.
So those are the things you really want to think about while you're educating your children.
前一段看了网上有讲中国说中国父母啊这个打击孩子有七种锐利武器.
Well, recently read in an article, there's seven most effective weapon to hurt
your
children.
Kill the children.
Kill the children, okay.
七杀.
So seven weapons you can think of.
第一, 你怎么这么不听话?
And you will say, why you are not listening?
扼杀孩子的自由.
That will take away from their children's freedom.
第二, 你要孝顺.
The second one is need to be obedient.
第三, 就你跟大家不一样.
And you are very different than anybody else.
第四个就是别整天琢磨那没用的.
Don't spend time on things that are so useless.
有用的就是考试那种叫有用的.
The thing that you need to pay attention is to things for the exam.
第五个是少管闲事.
Second thing is mind your own business.
第六个就是白养你的，养你有什么用？
And what is the use of bringing you up?
第七个我不许你跟他在一起.
The seventh one is I don't want you to be with her or him.
扼杀孩子的初恋.
And then this kind of taken their experience for the first love.
其实这里应该还加上第八条.
I think about we should add the eighth item.
中国父母中大概经常愿意犯的一个错误.
The most common mistake in Chinese folks.
你看人家的孩子.
Just look at other kids.
其实做父母应该首先问自己，那孩子不是我养的。
You have to say that other kids is not brought up by me.
那个第八个武器非常具有杀伤力的。
So the item eight is very, very destructive.
我就建议观察中国父母特别愿意比较。
And I find out the Chinese folks like to to have the comparison.
岂止是不只是做父母了。
Not only the parents.
我们过日好像都这样，我们不是给自己过日子。
A lot of time we didn't live the day for ourselves.
我是给别人过日子。
We live the day for other folks.
别人家买窗帘，我得买窗帘。
If people buying the curtains for their window, I gotta buy one too.
别人换大房，我得换大房子。
Someone has a big house, and I wanna have a big house.
你看别人家孩子都得A。
See, all other kids, they all have A.
你怎么就不能得A?
Why can't you have A too?
Yeah. 其实我们中国的孩子一般都比较老实。
And actually most of our Chinese kids are all pretty very good kids and very obedient.
其实有一天如果你们的父母在说可以教你再说孩子一句坏话。
Well, a lot of time you'll figure out if maybe there's something bad about the kids today.
爸妈，你一小都得A了吗？
Then the kid will say, do you actually get A when you are in school?
完了告诉你要上常春藤。
And then the kids will tell their parents, yeah, you need to go to the Ivy League school.
哇，你在中国连北大清华都没上去。
Well, you think you didn't even go to the Beijing University at all.
所以我们教育子女有一大群误区要去避开。
So there's a lot of things we need to kind of be mindful when we're educating our children.
做一个父母，其实真的是，尤其在美国的环境，你面临到挑战。
So a lot of time, especially in North America, you're facing a lot of challenges.
因为我们做的是一件大事情。
Because the thing on hand is really a very important thing.
是接续上帝的工作。
It's to continue God's work.
是要完成上帝要叫你做的一件事情。
It also complete what God wants you to do.
靠他的恩典培育一个新人。
And depends on His grace that you want to educate a new person.
不只是来自于子女的挑战。
Not only there's a challenge from your own children.
我们首先面临的是来到西方文化的挑战，美国文化的挑战。
Well, the challenge, as you probably know, that it's a challenge to come to the state. It's the challenge from the Western culture.
就比如说一个最简单的事情。
Well, just for example, a most simple example I can give you.
我们以前大概都不大会鼓励孩子。
Well, as you probably experience, we are not very good in encouraging children.
但你发现这里鼓励孩子是教育一个基本的原则。
But as you probably learned, that encouragement is a very basic principle of education.
并且你发现这个原则也符合圣经。
And this principle also very fit in biblical principle.
你就要不要学习？
It's you, whether you want. It's the question is whether you want to learn.
我不知道各位怎么样，就是从我那个教育背景、大陆背景中，我觉得从小受的不是鼓励教育。
Well, while I was brought up, I kind of learned a way that the encouragement is not part of the learning process in the way that I brought up in China.
而是挫折教育。
And it's a lot of time is the like a frustration
就是父母总是批评你。
because the parents always reprimanding you,
总是指责你，
scolding you,
总是觉得你做的不够好。
always thinking about you didn't do quite enough.
即使有的同学他看到真做好了，
Well, a lot of time, even though you're doing quite a good job,
他也憋在肚里不说。
And then the parent won't say anything.
我是有了两个孩子，发现哇，原来还有另一种教育。
And after I find out what was brought up as two children, I find out there's another way to educate the children.
当我女儿4、5岁的时候呢，她就开始就去打这个棒球。
When my daughter is 4 or 5 years old, she started playing baseball.
这个我女儿呢是学跳舞的料，跳舞跳得非常不错。
My daughter is very good in dancing.
结果她就把跳舞的动作融入到打棒球中去了。
And she was able to apply things that she learned at dancing in baseball.
那次他们在那练习。
And one time they were in a practice.
完了，这个教练就给扔一个球给他，
And the coach throw baseball toward her.
他就很优美的打了一下。
And then hit the ball with a very elegant movement.
没打着。
She didn't hit the ball.
动作很美，但球离得很远。
The movement is very elegant, but he didn't hit the ball.
我看着很着急。
And I was very anxious.
还没等我说的话的时候，你旁边这些美国家长就说话了。
And then I didn't say anything, and then parents beside me already say something.
Oh, Luisa, nice try.
So, and they said, Luisa, great try.
这不叫做的不好，说你试的不错。
And they said, a try is a
完了，
very
教
good
练就再给他一个球。
And the coach throw the second
完了，
ball.
他就再弄一个优美的动作。
And she tried a second elegant move again.
还没打着。
Didn't hit the second.
完了，这些家长又大声喊，又大声喊。
And the parents are encourage her again.
再试一次。
Try this. Try one more time.
完了，第三次又试。
And then she tried the third time.
继续失败。
And continue. Didn't hit the ball.
家长们继续喊，再试一次，你能做到。
And the parents continue encourage her that she can do it.
这个瞎猫碰死耗子，最后第八九下终于打中了。
And after a while, she hit the ball at the eighth trial.
哇，全场鼓掌。
And everybody gave her a big applause.
路易莎，我告诉你，你能做到，看你做到了。
See, now you did it, finally.
你就发现这种不同。
You can see there's difference.
这可能我们在从小教育中从来没有学到。
This is what something we didn't learn when we are being brought up.
而且这是这个文化中一种好的地方。
And this is really one of the good things in this culture.
我们有没有勇气去面对这样的挑战，去学习？
Do we have the courage to learn this?
比如说，我们自己还有面对中华文化的挑战。
We also will face the challenge from our own culture.
我想这里有许多东西，我就不去多讲了。我们太多的东西。
So we have lots of things. I'm not going to discuss all of them.
那最重要，我们面对圣经的挑战。
The things that we're going to face is the challenge from the Bible.
我们是基督徒了。
We are Christian.
我们有新的信仰。
We have this new faith.
这个新的信仰能不能渗透到你的教育生活中去
？Can this new faith being part of this education in your life?
你是不是像圣经所说那个，你要殷勤教你的儿女
？Can you do this according to the Bible to teach your children diligently?
用上帝的话去教你的儿女。
So teach your children with the words of God.
用上帝的眼光去看你的儿女。
So view your own children with the viewpoint from God.
如果你真的用那个眼光看了，那一定是不同的东西。
So if you can view that from the God's perspective, it will be different.
你比如说，我还讲我们那种从小接受咒诅教育。
So a lot of time we kind of being educated with quote unquote cursing.
我们说孩子笨死。
So the children's stupid.
你怎么这么笨，笨死了
？How can you not understand?
如果没信耶稣之前，我们这话可以随手说开。
So before we being converted, we can probably say those words rightly.
但你如果作为父母是基督徒，你要这个话要非常谨慎。
Well, after being a Christian, you have to be really mindful making those remarks.
因为你如果相信你自己是神的儿女，那你的孩子也是神的儿女。
So if you are the children of God, and your children also are children of God,
你能不能去咒诅上帝的儿女
？So can you curse the children of God?
因为保罗说话，咒诅的话一句也不可说出口。
Apostle Paul said, "You cannot say anything in words about cursing."
你可能发脾气，一下连说五六句。
Maybe you'll be when you're angry, you'll say quite a bit of those.
当你已经背开了上帝的那个话的时候，你怎么指望去用上帝的话去教你的子女
？So when you are saying things not according to God's principle, how can you educate the children in God's way?
所以做父母的首先要学习。
So the first thing that parents need to do is to learn.
教育者首先要被教育。
Being an educator, first one, first thing you need to do is being educated.
被圣经去教育。
So being educated by Bible.
我们面临这个文化中，我们去学习去思考。
So when we're facing this challenging culture, we need to learn and we also need to think and reflect.
我昨天晚上参加他们聚会。
So I was in a gathering last night in Jerry's house.
一对这个台湾来的。夫妇就最后给留给大家一个礼物。
So a couple from Taiwan give everybody a present.
完了就十几本书。
There was quite more than 10 books given to the people gathered.
我估计大部分都是姐妹们买的，
I、
太太买的。
All those books are bought by the wives.
因为怎样为丈夫祷告
？How do you pray for the husband?
这个新婚学习之类的。新婚学习，新婚学习。
Oh, how do you learn to be a new wife?
Yeah. 就说婚姻需要去学习。
So, you need to learn how about the marriage.
教育子女更需要学习。
Also, you need to learn how to educate children.
那么第二点就是学习从来不会太晚。
Well, one thing you also learn, it's never too late to learn.
有一次讲， 我就说我孩子已经10岁了，范牧师要10年前你就告诉我就好了。
Well, you say, my children is only 10 years old. I was hoping you can tell me about this 10 years ago.
我告学习不会太晚，他才10岁。
I want to tell you this. It's never too late to learn. He's just only 10.
那么第三，学习是一个过程。
Also, I want to share with you, learning is a process.
我发现这个中国做父母就最愿意学习时间什么，就是怀孕第一个孩子怀孕期间。
Well, a lot of time you know that you learn it when during the first your first children.
因为你以前没有孩子。
Because you have never have a child before.
所以在那个时候买了许多孕妇的书。
So you'll buy a lot of books to study.
怎么样做父母的书。
How to become parents.
而且一般来讲，你妻子的学习态度比先生要好。
A lot of time you know that when you have the first children, the wife is the one always eager to learn.
母亲看得比较认真，父亲看得大概都原则上翻一下就可以了。
Well, the mother will always pay a great attention about learning that. Father usually just randomly.
其实在一个家庭中，父亲更需要去谦卑的学习。
Actually, father need to pay more attention in learning this.
我们基本是这样，就是如果你不学习，大概你就遵循的以往受过的教育。
So if you don't learn, then you kind of will follow what you have, accustomed in the past.
你父母对你的教育模式。
The model that your parents, your own parents, brought you up.
所以这个学习呢，不是一天可以完成的。
So we need to learn this kind of learning or being educated is not going to be accomplished within a day.
因为你的子女不断长大。
Because your children continue to grow up.
他15岁的时候和他1岁的心理不一样。
So when your children are 15 years old, his or her mindset is different than when he or she was 1 year old.
他现在这个15岁和你过去15岁也有许多不同。
And being a 15 years old now is very different from the time that you were 15 years old.
我们那时候15岁哪有什么电脑啊？
While we were 15 years old, we don't have anything like what we have for computers.
我25岁才第一次看到彩色电视。
I saw the first color TV when I was 25 years old.
就是说，这个学习你不能指望说我孩子一下就完成，你需要做父母需要去不断的学习。
So you cannot expect this education being done a day, and the parent need to learn continuously.
最后，他就向我们的教育对象孩子学习。
The first thing is really we need also learn from our own children.
你知道父母有个最好的教师。
You don't know? Do you know that the best teacher we have for parents?
并且基本上不花钱。
And you don't have to spend any money on it.
就是我们的子女。
It's our own children.
我们中国人做父母习惯于三娘教子。
Being the children that we want to like being very disciplined.
你作为一个现代的父母，应该学习接受子教三娘。
A lot of time you need to learn from your own children.
我记得我才到美国，就是孩子长大了不久。
When I came to States and I learned.
你知道我们从小都没教过学一些最基本的文明语言。
When we brought up, we didn't learn quite well about how to educate.
比如说谢谢。
For example, how to say thanks.
所以等到我女儿长大就开始纠正我这个毛病。
So when my daughter's growing older, she able to correct some of things I need to say.
我记得有一次我女儿很小的时候。
When my daughter was young.
大概上幼儿园的时候。
Just about when she was in kindergarten.
有时候她递给我一杯水。
And she was able to give me a cup of water.
我拿就喝了。
And I just drank it up.
我女儿说：“爸爸。”
And my daughter said,
爸爸，你忘记一件事。”
You forgot something.
我说什么事？
What did I forget?
你说应该说谢谢。
You should say thank you.
而且她以自己为榜样。
And she was using that. She will be the someone you can model.
你看我每次你给我做的事，我都说谢谢。
You know that every time you did something for me, I was always say thank you.
那意思说，我给你端水，你怎么不说谢谢
？Well, in other words, when I give you offer you the water and you didn't say thank you.
你知道这都是很小的事情，但是子女可以成为你自己很好的教师，只要你肯去学习。
Well, those are things that are very tiny little in your life, but those are things you can learn from your children.
那么我今天就把前面这都是一个很长的序言。
This is just a prelude about what I want to discuss with you today.
就是希望我们做父母能够成为一个虚心的学习者。
So the main purpose is want the parent to be a humble learner, to learn, continue to learn.
这样我们才能完成上帝交给我们一个重大使命。
This is the only way you can fulfill the mission that given by God.
成为一个很好的教育者。
And become a very good educator.
成为上帝在家庭中的一个童工。
So become a good co-worker in the house of the Lord.
那么我既然就把这个归纳为十大教育原则。
So I summarize ten principles for educating kids, children.
看来圣经。
After I review the Bible.
也看了一些基督教的关于教育方面的书籍。
I also read a book in Christianity about educating.
特别研究在犹太人教育的经验。
Especially the educating experience in Israel.
我这次大概主要时间关系，我大概主要讲第一个原则。
So I because of time limitation, I can only say the first principle.
这给我留下九个机会
，so I still have nine chances to be able to share with you。
如果这次讲的不好，也许就不再讲。
If I cannot do really well, then maybe not the next time。
第一个原则
，the first principle I want to discuss with you，
用感恩的心接受上帝赐给我们的礼物
，use a thankful heart to receive the present, rewarding present from God。
根据就是圣经所说话，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
According to the Bible, Bible says, children are heritage from Lord, offspring a reward from Him.
这个说的很清楚，是指所有的儿女。
It says all the children.
你怀的每一个胎。
And all the children that
都是神所赐给你的礼物
，they all heritage from the Lord。
不是说你怀那胎得了诺贝尔奖了，那个就是神赐给你礼物。
Now, not the one that were able to receive the Nobel Prize, that will be the present。
你怀那胎长得其实也不帅也不酷的，就不是礼物了。
So the one that not turn out to be good, then that's not your reward, and that's not true。
这里的词没加上任何限制。
There's no limitation in those descriptions.
就是你的儿女是上帝所赐给你的礼物。
It only says your children is the heritage from the Lord.
其实这句话就回应了圣经中的第一句话。
This reflects to Bible's recording.
就是起初神创造天地。
God created heaven and earth.
这句话其实也当成我们教育学中的第一原则。
This is also the first principle in the education.
你的儿女是上帝赐给你的礼物。
The children is a gift given by God.
这个礼物是一个好的礼物。
And this is a good gift from God.
无论在世人眼中去怎么看。
Doesn't matter how you look at it.
在神的眼中，他看了非常好。
In the eyes of God, this is a very good gift.gift，
我们父母常用的有两大偏差。
There's a common mistake that parents make。
第一个呢，就是说对上帝赐的常常不知感恩，对上帝赐的礼物总是感到不满意，不够好。
You don't usually have a thankful heart for the gift that God given to you。
就是知道这是个礼物。
So even though this is a gift from God,
但总觉得这个礼物不够好。
Then you will figure out, you kind of have a sense that this gift is not good enough.
不是我想要那个最好的礼物。
It's not the good gift that I want to receive.
或者不如别人家孩子，别人家父母得那个礼物好。
or maybe it's not as comparable to the gift given to other households.
所以我们对孩子总是不满意,
so a lot of time we have sense of dissatisfaction,
许多的抱怨,
a lot of complaining,
许多的比较,
and a lot of comparison.
而且说到背后, 其实我们自己是对神给的礼物,
at the end of it, you know that it kind of turns out that we are not very happy with the gift from God.
所以对孩子最大的一个杀伤就是对重复就是没完没了的比。
So the most destructive weapon is this countless comparison.
特别是在学习成长去比。
Especially this type of comparison in the way the kids being brought up.
在上什么学校上去比。
And comparison in a lot of things.
你看人家的孩子,
just look at other kids.
你怎么不像某某某?
So you just don't like the other person.
其实很简单嘛。
So it's quite simple.
因为他不是某某生的嘛。
Because he's just not a children of so and so.
其实给孩子无穷的比较是损害孩子自尊心的最致命的武器。
This is the most destructive weapon to destroy a children's self-esteem.
我们基督徒该怎样看这个问题?
So how do we deal with situation like this?
每一个孩子都作为一个独立个体被上帝所创造出来的。
We know that all the children are very unique. They all created by God.
做父母要把孩子作为一个完整的个人接纳下来。
So being a parent, you need to receive or accept the child as a whole.
从他的优点到他的一个最微不足道的缺点,
from what he's good at and also all the weakness.
从他的长处到短处,
what he's the most to do and think that he cannot accomplish everything.
无论他的长相, 才智, 个性和爱好,
what does it look like and then what he loves and everything.
你把他全部接受下来。
You accept that your child as a whole.
你不要只想去接受那个好的，不接受那不好的一面。
Not just accept the things that the child's things that consider to be good.
你接受他强的一面，不接受弱的一面。
Only accept the things he's strong, but doesn't accept the things he's weak.
你要接纳他的一切。
You need to accept this child as a whole.
因为神给你就是这一个礼物。
Because this is the gift given by God.
有许多美丽的地方。
So there are things that you consider to be beautiful.
但也不是完美无缺,
but you know, everything's all have shortfalls.
总有瑕疵,
there's always a shortfall.
总有不足,
and there's always something's not quite complete.
这样你和上帝才可以共同耕耘，共同工作。
So those are the things you can continue to work with God.
我很喜欢天主教一位著名的神父讲的话。
I like to Catholic preacher was saying.
他说不要浪费时间梦想成为另外一个人，或者试着另外成为一个人。
So don't waste time trying to become the other person or try to be the other person.
要以祷告和工作成为你自己。
You need to use through the prayer and the work to become yourself.
就在你所在的地方。
So at the place that you currently is, become yourself.
专注于每天围绕你的微不足道的问题和痛苦。
So you'll be able to pay attention to things that are surrounding, even though it's problems and pain, even those are things are very small.
就在此时此地活出并回应上帝的恩典。
And through those things that you can manifest and then respond God's grace.
所以这里一个前提就是，你只能成为你自己，因为你是独一无二。
So the thing you pay attention, you can only be yourself, and because there's only one of you.
你的子女和你一样。
So your children just like you.
他也是普天之下古今中外独一无二的。
Because your kids also is the unique one. There's no one else like you.
不可能成为别人。
He can or she cannot be someone else. They can only be themselves.
所以你做父母，你要有勇气去认识你这个孩子，他那个独特性。
So being a parent, you need to be able to accept the uniqueness of your children.
把他作为一个完整的个人接纳下来。
And you accept them as a whole.
所以著名心理学家雍格讲说，自我接纳是整个道德的本质。
So a well-known psychologist says, to accept yourself is really the essence of the moral.
也是健全人生观的典型。
And also a man is,it's a good model to fulfill a good perspective for life.
我们许多时候不能接纳别人。
A lot of time not being able to accept someone else.
其实因为我们自己不能接纳自己。
Most of the time it's because you cannot accept yourself.
我们不能在基督里接纳自己的本相。
We cannot accept ourselves in Christ.
我记得在我十四五岁的时候，我有个最痛苦的问题。
So I remember when I was 14 and 15 years old, I was facing a challenge in my life.
就是长到一米七零就再也长不上去了。
So I was about some height, but I cannot grow no more.
这个你知道我是属于东北人，叫北方大汉。
So I was in the China and the north east regions. I always want to be a big tall guy.
但你长到十五六岁，你就发现你这一生也成不了大汉，只能成一个中汉。
So when I was in 15 and 16 years old, I know that I won't be able to be a big tall guy.
非常痛苦啊。
So I was really troubled by this.
就希望那时候不知道祷告。
So through I was continuing to pray about this.
就想我如果能再长高两厘米就好了。
If I can grow another 2 inches, that'd be great.
我就变成一米七二或者一米七三就可以了。
So as long as I can get be 172 millimeter, that'd be great.
因为你一说你一米
centimeter,
你一说你一米七零，别人就怀疑你一米六九。
So when you compare about it, it probably will be a different story.
所以我们对我们班那几个傻大个，我就特别生气。你们都长那么高，层层往上长。
So compared to other kids in my class, some of them are getting taller.
他们也对我生气。
And they are very mad about me.
干嘛每次考试你都得五分？
Well, every time I have a test, you always have a better score than me.
你知道每个人都不同的。
So you should now recognize everyone's
different. 你有一天真的给他 OK, 你就是一米七零了。
Well, you should recognize that you can only grow as high as you are.
而且有一天还慢慢往下降。
And as you probably know, one day you'll get shorter.
去学会去自我接纳。
So you need to learn to accept yourself.
那是你自己本相中的一部分。
This is also one thing that you really need to know.
你可能你的孩子可能挺胖。
Maybe your kids are kind of fat.
可能你自己特别聪明，但你孩子就不像你这么聪明。
Well, maybe in some way you are intelligent, but your kids are not as smart as you are.
你长得挺漂亮，你太太长得挺漂亮。
So you're well.Both yourself are well looking.
很不幸，你的孩子把你俩的缺点都集中对你放大了。
Well, what about your kids actually get all the weakness you are, all the bad points of both of you?
父母学会去接纳孩子。
So parents really need to learn to accept your children.
帮助孩子在基督内学会接纳自己。
So help your children to be able to accept themselves in Christ.
不太高。
You don't have to be really tall.
有点胖。
And maybe a little fat.
学习不是特别好。
Didn't quite do well at school.
即使学习很好也不是最好的。
Even though they are in school, they learn well but not the best.
这都不是最重要。
And you understand, those are not the most important things.
最重要的是你是谁所爱的儿女。
The most important thing you need to teach them, your children, is what God's beloved children.
上帝爱你直到千秋万代。
God will love you forever.
一方面你是一个乞丐，一方面你是一个乞丐，要还。乞丐。
And one aspect, you are a beggar.
你是一个罪人。
You are a sinner.
但同时你又是神的儿女。
And also, the other point, you are children of God.
有一天你终究要 抛弃一切的邪恶、罪恶和不足。
Allow one day that you will forbidden all your sins and everything in all the iniquities.
但在地上的任何一天，你达不到这一点。
But while you're in this world, you won't be able to reach that point.
你会一生带着你的不足弱点去向前。
You will continue to move forward with the things, all the iniquity and all the dysfunction, and continue to move forward.
你要只看到你黑暗面，你会永远绝望。
So if you're depending on the
看到你的黑暗面，你会永远绝望。
The dark side of yourself, then you'll become very depressed.
但感谢神。
But thanks to Lord.
他爱你。
The Lord loves you.
他爱你，并不是因为当你变好那天才爱你。
He loves you not because eventually you'll turn to be a good person.
而是在你遇他危急的时候，你还不知道的时候，他在永恒之中爱了你。
Because you are, he loves you while you in this demanding situations.
他先爱了我们。
He loves us first.
这是圣经告诉我非常清楚的教导。
This is clearly described in the Bible.
那很像，这样遇到你孩子一样，就他先爱你的孩子。
So he loved our children first.
当你的孩子没有来到这个世上，就已经爱了他。
When the children not even being born to this world, he already loved them.
不是因为他完美无缺。
It's not because they don't have any shortfall.
而因为神是无比的美善。
Because God is all beauty.
所以这是我们作为教育子女的最根本的原则。
So this is the most important principle of educating children.
相信神。
Believing God.
知道你的子女是神所赐给你的礼物。
Knowing that your children is a gift from God.
第五条。
Number five.
绝不拿自己的孩子与别人家孩子的比较。
So never compare your own children with other children from other people.
这个我很喜欢那个英文词是 never, 从不，绝不。
I like this never.
这个中文最怕词是 always, 一直。
So we don't want to use this always.
我们绝不拿自己孩子任何一个缺点从别人家孩子的任何优点相比较。
Never compare yourself or your own children with other kids in other family.
因为最简单的，孩子之间是无法比较的。
Because you really cannot compare children.
而如果你有两个以上的孩子，
So if you have more than children,
也绝对不要在他们俩之间做比较。
So don't try to compare between your children.
永远不要比较。
Don't compare them.
因为不可能比较。
Because you cannot compare them.
因为他们俩每一个都是独一无二的个体。
Because they both children, the children are unique.
你的孩子之间总有一个不错一点的。
So, children are different. One of them could be doing something a little bit better.
有的在这方面强一点。
They could be doing better in some aspect.
有的在那一方面弱一点。
And good in other, the other one is good in the other aspect.
做父母的常犯的错，就拿这个孩子长处比另你自己另一个子女的短处。
A lot of time you compare the things that children's good at and with the children that's not good at.
这不公平。
This is not fair, really.
所以做父母一定要智慧，无论你的孩某一个孩子怎么优秀，你绝对不要拿那个孩子同其他的子女做比较。
So a lot of time you don't want to compare a good thing about one child to something that the other kids cannot achieve.
你知道我的大儿子做事是非常有。 Organized.
My oldest son is very organized.
所以说，你他做什么事的时候 ，OK， 你就叫他自己做就可以了。
Well, when he want to do things, he can manage to do it.
我的女儿就比较像我。
And my daughter will be is more like me.
大咧咧的。
It's just like pretty much just casual.
马上出门要去参加这个舞蹈比赛了。
When she was ready to go for a dance competition,
姑娘，你的东西都带了吗
？And I was asking her, did you bring Did you get everything ready?
带了。
So yeah, I got everything.
走了。
Let's go.
开车不到一分钟。
And after we left home, within a minute.
爸，我的耳环还没戴。
I forgot my earrings.
完了，回去把耳环戴上。
And we went to pick up the earrings.
完了，这次开门再把车库门关之前问，东西都带了吗
？After close the garage door, I asked her again.
哎呀
，Did you have everything?
你怎么那么唠叨？都带了，都带了。
Yes, yes, I got everything, even as.
完了，到了个跳舞的地方，突然又想起来了。
And after she went to the place for the competition,
爸，我的外套没带。
I forgot my coat.
你知道这就不同的孩子。
So my children are quite different.
我没办法把两个比较。
I cannot compare one to the other.
因为他俩不一样。
Because they are different.
哎，反过来，女儿也是这样，对这些事她不会特别在乎的。
So and for my daughter, she is not quite care about things.
你批评她两句，她就给你嬉皮笑脸。
When she was when you are kind of approaching about things she's not good at, and she doesn't care.
如果你跟儿子说，儿子就会很沉重地思考两三天。
And if you tell something about your my son, then he will think about it for a few days.
所以我有一次去欧洲回来。
So after a visit in Europe,
儿子放学了。
And my son got out of school.
爸，你回来了。
So hi, Dad.
完了，女儿搁教室出来了。
And then my daughter appeared.
像飞一样冲上我，一下就抱住了，给我一口，亲了一口，就说：“爸，你可把我想死了。”
And then my daughters came up, hugged me, and said, "Hey, I miss you so much, Dad."
说这就不同。
So they are quite different, as you can see.
你做父母的必须接受不同，不能在俩之间去比较。
So being a parent, really, you need to accept them as themselves. You don't want to compare them.
第七。
So number seven.
绝对不要期望一个完美的孩子。
So don't ever expect the children being perfect.
那个完美的孩子从来不存在。
Because a perfect children never exists.
也永远不可能存在。
And they will not exist.
因为一个最好的榜样就是你自己。
Because the example is yourself.
因为你做父母，你过去是孩子的时候，你也不是完美无缺。
Because you know that you're not perfect.
所以不要去指望培养一个完美的孩子。
So don't ever think about you could educate a perfect child.
按照他当走的路去培养他。
And you should just educate your children on the way that he naturally will be brought up.
他是上帝所疼爱的儿女。
They are being loved by God.
但他也需要一生悔改，就意味着一生不断去改进。
So also the children need to learn to change and to get better the whole life.
第二，孩子不可能一天长大。
One of the thing is learned, the child cannot grow within a day.
我们做父母的一个智慧就是孩子每一个微小的进步都给予鼓励。
So one thing we need to learn is that we need to give them a congratulation every time they make improvements.
不要对孩子提出不切合实际的要求。
Don't ask things are not realistic.
不要对两个孩子之间都用同一个要求去要求他们。
So don't ask them the same thing for your kids.
说到底很简单，就是他们是不同的。
So the reason is your kids are all different.
不要老是抱怨孩子的进步不够大、不够快、不够好。
Don't complain about their improvement of their progress not good enough.
其实他每一个很小的进步，你都看到这是神给你的恩典，给你的赏识。
Well, you need to recognize that all the progress made is all a gift from God.
所以这就是我今天给大家讲的第一个教育原则。
So this is what I want to share with you, the first principle of educating your children.
就是圣经中的第一句话。
It's the first first verse from the Bible.
起初神创造天地。
At the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
让我们感恩的心接受上帝赐给我们的礼物。
We need to have a thankful heart to receive this gift.
一个敬畏的心去殷勤地教育自己的子女。
With a reverent heart to educate the children diligently.
让你自己成为传递上帝的恩典和真理的工具。
So you become a vessel to educate this gift.
或者说得更清楚一点。
Or to say this more clearly.
做父母要成为上帝的恩典和真理的传递者。
So So you need to become a person that transmit the God's grace.
把上帝的恩典和真理传递到你孩子那里。
Transmit God's grace and truth to your own children.
让孩子在你的生命中看到上帝的恩典和真理是活生生的恩典，是活生生的真理。
So that your children can see God's grace and in you.
好，我们做一个简短祷告。
So let's bow our heads and pray together.
主，你命令我们要殷勤的教育子女。
Lord, you command us that we need to educate our children.
就求你给我们一颗敬畏你的心。
Lord, give us a reverent heart.
怎样做你恩典和真理的传递者。
So we become the vessel and the person that can transmit your grace and truth.
和我们的子女一起来到你面前。
That we can come together with our children.
在你的恩典和真理中不断成长。
That we can grow together in your grace and truth.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.